This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has speeched for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explaining India's position on the issue, Mr. Modi said India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The Prime Minister said since the conflict in West Asia, he held telephone conversations with the leaders of the Gulf countries as well as with Iran, Israel and the United States. The Prime Minister said that nearly 1 crore Indians live and work in the Gulf countries, ensuring the safety of their lives and livelihoods is also a major concern for India. The Supreme Court has ruled that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. The court clarified that conversion to any other religion, such as Christianity, results in the immediate and complete loss of scheduled caste status. A bench comprising Justice P.K. Misra and Manmohan further ruled that the Dalit individual who converts to Christianity cannot claim protection under the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act. The India National Under-23 football team arrived in Itanagar on Monday and received a warm welcome from the Arunachal Pradesh Football Association. The visit of the India Under-23 team highlights Arunachal Pradesh's growing engagement with national-level football and its efforts to promote the sport in the region. The presence of the young national squad is expected to inspire budding footballers and boost sporting spirit among the youth. It is also seen as a positive step towards strengthening the football ecosystem in the state. The Department of Youth Affairs Arunachal Pradesh in collaboration with Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, successfully organized the first ever Maths Olympiad. Thupten Eton from RGU emerged as the winner of the inaugural Maths Olympiad, showcasing exceptional analytical and problem-solving skills. Gama Dodum Gyamar from NARIST secured the first runner-up position, while Martho Nyodo from Elizer English School, Itanagar, was declared the second runner-up. The Olympiad aimed to promote mathematical aptitude and foster a spirit of healthy academic competition among the students in the region. The 57th edition of the Malani Mela was inaugurated on Monday with great enthusiasm and cultural vibrancy at Likhabali in Lower Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The event was formally opened with sacred Deep Prajwalan by the chief guest Cardo Nyogir, Deputy Speaker APLA. He addressed the gathering and stressed the importance of cultural preservation and development of the important asset of the state. Prior to the inaugural session, all dignitaries visited the sacred Malani temple and offered prayers seeking divine blessings for the smooth and successful conduct of the five-day-long festival and for peace in the world. Union Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw today announced five reforms as part of Indian Railways' resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister announced reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, change of train boarding, salt transportation, automobile transportation and quality of construction. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections will be held today. The filling of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on 4th of May. In Colombia, a military transport plane with 128 people on board crashed shortly after taking off in Puerto Leguizamo yesterday, killing at least 66 people and leaving dozens injured. General Hugo Leandro Lopez Barreto said 57 people were evacuated. He added that four military personnel are still missing. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said that the decision has been taken based on preliminary conversations between the United States and Iran over the past 2 days. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.